Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Saint Benedict, Abbot, and from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and author from the Chicago province. His preaching today is entitled The Desire for God.
A reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. Thus says the Lord, when Israel was a child, I loved him. Out of Egypt I called my son. The more I called them, the further they went from me, sacrificing to the Baals and burning incense to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk, who took them in my arms. I drew them with human cords, with bands of love. I fostered them like one who raises an infant to his cheeks. Yet though I stooped to feed my child, they did not know that I was their healer. My heart is overwhelmed. My pity is stirred. I will not give vent to my blazing anger. I will not destroy Ephraim again, for I am God and not man, the Holy One present among you. I will not let the flames consume you. The word of the Lord. Today we continue our readings from the book of the prophet Hosea, but we also today commemorate Saint Benedict, the 5th, 6th century, really foremost figure in Western monasticism. The Benedictine rule at the foundation of so much that came later. And although the maxim associated with Benedictines is that of ora et labora, to pray and to work, since their life consisted primarily in prayer, but also manual labor, but also study, where they contributed much to the liturgical life of the church. But nevertheless, you find at the heart of monasticism, of Benedictine monasticism, of all of religious life, and even the Christian vocation, at the heart is the desire for God. Prayer as an expression of the desire to know, love, and serve God. There is within each of us, whether consciously or not, that desire, as St. Augustine put it, our hearts are restless until they rest in you, O Lord. If we take time, stand back, have a moment of quiet, some silence, and just listen interiorly into ourselves. Let our hearts and our minds be still and let them rise up. We will discover within us this desire, a deep desire for God, so exemplified in the life of Saint Benedict in the Benedictine tradition, as well as all the traditions that depended upon his rule that followed after. But when we talk about our desire for God, really an infinite desire, according to St. Catherine of Siena, a yearning, an ache within us, an ache for the infinite, for that which in a way ultimately satisfies, that which we all desire, that desire for God, has another side to it. The other side is a coin, and that is God's desire for us. There was one spiritual writer who spoke about St. Augustine and said, with reference to Augustine, it's not so much that St. Augustine was seeking God, but that God was seeking Augustine. And in Augustine's seeking, there was within it God's seeking Augustine. So likewise, within our desire for God, planted within that desire within us, which lies deep within us, within that desire that we have for God, is God's desire for us. God's desire to call us home, to be at one with Him, to be with Him. That comes through very strongly in our text today from the prophet Hosea, from the entire book of the prophet Hosea. In other words, the Lord is aware of how much, deeply, maternally, He loves His people. He loves Israel. He speaks so tenderly. When Israel was a child, I loved him. I called him out of Egypt like my son. Indeed, it was I who taught him to walk, who took him by the arms. I'm the one who fostered him and raised him to my cheeks like a loving parent, mom or dad, does with the child. How much God loves us. But the story of Hosea, which is also our story, is that although God so loved Israel, at the same time, he says that the more I reached out to them, the further they went away from me, sacrificing to false gods. I taught him to walk, but now they don't know that it is I, the one who loves them. And God says then, with respect to us too, who so readily put false gods, power, influence, prestige, reputation, wealth, pleasure, whatever it might be, high on our list of priorities, often as high or higher than love of God, the Lord says, I'm overwhelmed by your straying so clearly and far from me, but I will not give vent to my anger. I will not let my disappointment with you win out. For I am God, not like human beings. I am the Holy One, and I will persevere in my love for you, and I will call you back. The words from Hosea, many of us are familiar with. Come back to me with all your heart. And so we have a twofold rhythm today. Our awareness, how easy it is for us to put God in second place in our lives, and other things loom large and larger. But that deep within us, those other things, those false gods, those materialistic concerns will not satisfy that desire within us for the one who can satisfy us. Our hearts will be restless until they rest in God. But that is because God so loves us. God so loves us. So today, as we commemorate Saint Benedict, and we think about the role of oratio, prayer, within Benedictine life, and liturgical prayer in the life of the church, and prayer in our own lives, prayer that gives that expression to a desire for God, let us be aware that just as much as I might desire to be one with God, even more so, God desires to be one with us. How God desires to put his arms around each of us and hold us close. Praise be God. Be conscious of that desire within, and then be conscious of God's desire for you, and have a remarkably blessed day.